G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
Greg Bondar is the National Director of Christian Voice Australia. It's a national think tank and advocacy group for families, liberty and faith. They defend and advocate for family, liberty, faith and a biblical worldview. Greg, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
Greg, there is a lot going on, and I do want to focus firstly on these Greenwich bills, the independent MP for Sydney. Tell us what's going on there.
Look, this is another attempt by Alex Greenwich, independent MP for Sydney, who's putting in another round of legislation, basically to undermine religious freedom. And it's a real issue. It's called the LGBTIQA plus equity bill. So that's going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of schools, families, and, of course, generally anyone that's from a Christian background.
Yeah, so obviously it's being packaged as something to bring fairness and equality to the LGBT community, but how's it going to impact Christians and personal religious freedoms?
Well, in point of fact, what it's going to do is create special privileges for a certain group of people, a la the LGBTIQA group, at the expense of the rest of the community, which is around about, 97%. What the bill will do is slash religious protections for churches and schools. It will allow people 16 and over to have their birth certificates changed to whatever gender they like. It will allow children to bypass their parents to get medical treatment such as, puberty blockers. It will remove the restrictions on prostitution and so on. So there's a real danger in this bill that's going to be debated Thursday this week.
Yeah, and tell me, like, how does it slash religious protections for churches and schools?
Well, because if you take the simple example of a church being a Christian organisation, in what way can a church ensure that it doesn't, for example, get involved in same-sex marriages? It doesn't, in the case of a school, what does it do in terms of the LGBTIQA student? Does it make sure that it has to forego its faith and its values and ethos? So there's a big danger because it's really going to put a lot of pressure on schools in particular and, of course, churches as well.
Yeah, it sounds quite sinister. So obviously there's going to be some organised pushback. How and which groups are trying to push back against this?
Look, there's a whole lot of Christian organisations and faith groups that are asking everybody, please contact your MP. Now, this is a New South Wales bill, as you would know, but we have to reject the bill. We have to contact our MPs. We've got to do it now. It's going to be debated this Thursday. And if you've got the opportunity here in New South Wales or anywhere from Australia, this can't go ahead because all it's doing is undermining the Christian values and Western civilisation as we know it.
Yeah, it's not good. So that, just reminding, that's a New South Wales proposed bill, and you can contact any New South Wales MP and voice your opinion about that and just let them know what your thoughts are about it. And I'm sure there is a copy of this proposed bill online, is there, Greg, that people can access before they make that call?
Absolutely. Just Google New South Wales State Parliament and you'll get onto it.
Yeah, not good, Greg, and that's something worth praying about as well. I think every Christian should be praying about this, that those religious freedoms are protected.
Absolutely, because, this is a slow process of undermining our Christian foundations.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we did touch on this yesterday as well, but we've got this Productivity Commission, Future Foundations for Giving draft report, which in essence is, again, going to strip away the tax deductibility of charities and schools.
Yeah, look, again, I'm sure you've discussed it and a lot of people have too. I've got to make the point that this is another attack on religious freedom. This undermining our faith-based schools, and it's part of the left-wing agenda. And here they are again trying to undermine Christianity, Western civilization, and not only that, they don't seem to realise that if they withdraw the DGR status, deductible gift recipient status, from schools and churches, it's going to cost the government more because people, you know, stop, for example, donating money to Scripture Union or to a particular school, the government's going to have to fund it. And they don't seem to realise this. But again, it's another attack on our faith-based schools and churches. So I'm really worried about this. And again, we've got till the 9th of February to put in an objection. I'm urging everybody to do so.
Yeah. Now, how can people submit an objection? Yep. Which is the best way to do that, Greg?
Look, it's very important. I know it's going to sound awkward on radio, but it's Google www.bc.gov.au/inquiries/parent and then /philanthropy. Otherwise, just go to the Productivity Commission's website and you'll find it there.
The Productivity website. That's probably easier for people to remember. Just check out the Productivity website. And it is an interesting discussion, Greg, because I think there is a side of society today, or even politics, which thinks government should run everything and control everything. And in their naivety and their ignorance of history, they feel that that would make society better. So if that means we get rid of Christian schools and faith-based schools, in their thinking, I think they probably think that's a win, don't they?
Absolutely. And again, don't be mistaken. Everybody should be aware that this is just another attack on Western civilization, on the Christian Foundation, and they're doing it slowly, and they're trying to do it through organisations like the Productivity Commission, which is really being run by left-wing government bureaucrats and MPs.
Yeah, and again, they think that the church is a nuisance and that charities are a nuisance. But really, if you look at the data in Australia, without the charity sector run by churches and faith-based organisations, our charity, our welfare system in Australia would collapse. The government doesn't have the resources to fund it all, do they?
Absolutely not. I mean, just think, if you stop funding all the people that are donating and getting involved in Christian schools, if you stop funding them, the government would not be able to cope with getting all the children out of Christian schools and into public education. It would not cope. So I can't understand their reasoning, apart from they want to undermine our Western civilization and Christianity, which is the foundation for our government. So it really is a very much an attack once again on our religious freedom.
Absolutely, because in Christian schools we can still teach kids what the Bible says.
Yeah.
And the biblical worldview is becoming so different, isn't it, to the worldview of many other people in our society today?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just tell all your listeners, you know, to understand that this is an undermining of our Christian foundation, but it's done step by step. Have a look at the Greenwich Bill. We look at this Productivity Commission bill, and it's just going to go on and on. But we've got to stand up, because you know what? In a few years' time, you'll be like Alice waking up and say, I'm not in Texas anymore, because or Kansas anymore, because the world's going to change, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as Christians, Greg, we can pray, and we can also get on the front foot, and we can contact the relevant bodies. Now, just remind us again, it's the Productivity Commission website that we go to for this one.
Absolutely. It'll come straight up and just look for philanthropy. It'll come up and you can put in, you've got till the 9th of February.
Yeah. And just finally, Greg, Mega Voice Australia on January 11th this year, MVA, that's Mega Voice Australia, celebrated 36 years since the development of the audio Bible in a form that would enable everyone to engage with the Bible, to let the whole world hear his voice.
Oh, look, I'm a great supporter of Mega Voice. They have now distributed over 3.6 million players worldwide. In other words, it's gone to people that are in remote and disadvantaged parts of the world. They can't read and write, or they're illiterate. And these solar-powered digital devices allow them to hear God's word. And it's got other information on it as well, educational, and it's got all sorts of things that they as people can listen to. And I think this is a wonderful product. It's Mega Voices, of course, is a Christian charity. And I'm pleased to say that I'll be talking to Tom Tresidder, the founder, Andrew. He's 91 years old this year, to launch his book, The Master Stroke, which is really the history of Mega Voice. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people to get onto the megavoice.org.au website, and make sure that they can, you know, get involved. But in particular, if you're Sydney-based, there's a big dinner on Saturday night, 9th of March, which Tom will be at. So, look, it's a lot happening, but a great Christian organisation, Andrew.
Yeah, well, 36 years, it's worth celebrating, isn't it? In the modern world, 36 years is a very, very long time in a society where the attention span of the average person under 25 is about 15 seconds, I think.
Tom, but not only that, these audio Bibles, Andrew, I have to tell you, they're also good for people. I've spoken to a lot of people at church, the elderly, you know, they can't actually hear what the minister or pastor is saying. And these audio Bibles are very good for home. You can turn them on, listen to some educational material, and also listen to Christian audio content, because your hearing might be a little bit impaired. So it's a great product for not only those in remote and rural parts of the world, but also for people here at home in Australia. So it's a great product, and I hope that you'll support it through maybe buying Tom's book. Just go to the website, as I mentioned, megavoice.org.au.
Yeah, Megavoice. And I just want to touch on again this Greenwich Bill. So people want to push back against this Greenwich Bill in the New South Wales Parliament. It's going to be debated this Thursday. They need to contact a state MP in New South Wales and let their voice be heard about this bill, and look up the bill first and make an intelligent argument, either by email or you know, a phone call, whatever it is. Apply some pressure to your local state MP in New South Wales.
Look, I think it's critical that people actually put pen to paper, and with email they can do it at a press of a button. Let them know that this is not on. You know, Alex Brennan has been accountable or responsible for bills such as the euthanasia bill, you know, and conversion therapy, and now this one. Andrew, we've got to put a stop to this, because it's a simple undermining once again of Christian foundations. And I think mum and dads and grandparents are going to be really worried when their children are subjected to this sort of bill. And I'm worried. I am really worried for my grandchildren, Andrew.
Yeah. Well, we all are. We need to pray and be on the front foot, as I said. But, Greg, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And, Greg, if you didn't hear earlier, he's from Christian Voice Australia. And I want to thank you for your time, Greg. I know you're on the road and you've called in on the mobile. I really appreciate you making time to talk to us on 2020 today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and God bless.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.